listening to WCNO Palm City.
When you pray, I will listen. If you look for me with all your heart, you will find me. When you pray, I will listen.
Good morning. We want to welcome you today to God's Got It. We're so glad that you're joining us. I am Rachel.
And I'm Alexa.
We hope that you'll be encouraged today and that you will walk away from this moment and say, wow, God's got it.
That's right. Our hope is that you walk away no matter what season of life you're in with your heart lifted and the knowing that God already has got it.
Good morning, everybody. Here we are. God's got it today and every day. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
He's
good
with
morning.
Us.
Yes, he is.
So great to see you here, Alexa.
Great to
and
see
I'm
you.
And I'm Rachel, and of course.
We're so glad you're here.
Yes.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yes, yes.
Here on WCNO.
And do you want to shout out?
Oh,
were you instructed
good morning.
To do a
all
shout
my
out?
Children out there.
All the children.
We got Johnny, Nate, Annabelle.
Annabelle,
sorry, I remember all of
Shall
you.
Shall I help you?
Oh, I love those kids.
Who did we
They're
miss?
Great.
Nate's back.
Nate's back.
John.
That's right. John, Judah, yeah. Leah. We love you guys.
Ann and Joe.
That's
and
right.
Who's listening?
All
we
the
don't
best
know.
People.
I want to say hey to Ruby.
Oh, yeah.
Ruby, yes.
Hi, Ruby.
I love you, Ruby.
So thankful you're
Very
here.
Very special friend, yes. Mm-hmm. So glad everybody's here and tuned in.
We got a big conversation
oh,
today.
Oh, my. We may have to split this up.
Might be some trickle over.
Yes. Talking about navigating forgiveness and unforgiveness and when to forgive, when not to forgive. That's a big thing, isn't it?
The big questions.
Big questions. Of course, we want to always forgive, right?
Right.
Because if we don't, there's consequences.
That's right.
Consequences in everything, right?
That's right.
We can't, yeah, can't get around that. Right,
right. That's right.
But it's such a broad thing. And I kind of felt like I was lost trying to navigate through it all. So,
right. I tried to, yes.
So we understand if you're thinking, okay, this is a big subject. Yes, it is a big subject. But I had one thing that I wanted to share. I left my phone out there. Okay. So we will start with Matthew 6. Talking about, you know, there's a lot of different circumstances that happen to us. And wow, you know, like we said, it's such a broad thing, such a hard thing to navigate through. Because a lot of times when you feel like somebody's done you wrong, and I mean, even in Psalms, David was like, let them be childless. Let them do this. Let them have that. Let give it to them, you know. Let them be whatever he's thinking that he wants them to be and things that he wants to happen. And that's that would be, I guess, a sure sign of unforgiveness, right? But today, thank you. Today, I was looking up, and it gave me Matthew 6,
okay,
14 through 15, which is a great scripture. Kind of start us off here. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. We all want forgiveness, right? And it's what we do with it. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. That's a little scary.
It's a big one.
That is a big one, because we do want forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
We do want the love of God for ourselves. So for those who have wronged us and hurt us, how do we navigate through that? Mm-hmm. So that's what we're talking about today. I was looking up last night, must have been around midnight, I don't know. We were talking about being a night owl. I think I'm kind of like sort of there.
She's the night watch. I'm the morning watch.
Yeah, right. Some people are just morning people. Some people aren't. But anyway, everybody's aware of Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
Yeah.
And I've heard this said, it was from January 21st of 2025. It said, you've probably heard it said that unforgiveness is like drinking poison. Have you heard that?
Yes.
And waiting for the other person to die. And it is kind of an odd phrase, right? I mean, it is odd. But the meaning is clear. If you hold on to unforgiveness, it can cut your life short.
Yes.
And that right there is a kind of like, wow. And you don't want to cut your life short if you're enjoying living. And I'm thinking that's where we all should be, right? Whether it's carrying offense in your heart from an argument with your spouse or harboring long-term resentment towards someone who has wounded you deeply, unresolved conflict can affect your physical well-being.
Right.
Man, we don't want that.
No.
And then you think about so many people sick, so many people having, you know, there's just all kinds of diseases. And I'm not saying it's all because of being unforgiving or not liking somebody or hating someone or having anger. But, you know, sometimes it could be. I mean, you could bring on sickness by harboring anger and bitterness and malice and wanting harm to come to the person who wronged you.
Right.
So what are you thinking?
I'm thinking if you're out there and you feel stuck, yeah, it's sometimes because, I don't know, for me, it's, we've talked a lot about this on the show. It's true of fear. It's true, yes, of, I think most of the lies or insecurities. Mm-hmm. Unforgiveness can roll like a track in our minds.
Yes.
And we can find ourselves either doing what we do in life to prove them wrong, right, or to put them in their place or to show them who you are really worth. Mm-hmm. But it all comes down to, what does the Father say about you? Mm-hmm. And what does he say about them? Mm-hmm. And then the prayer comes back to the place, let me see myself through your eyes, Father, right, and help me to see the people around me through your, mm-hmm, eyes. Mm-hmm. Because it is true, I think some of the hardest person possibly to forgive is me, because
I think that's true.
Yeah.
Trying to forgive yourself.
That's right. I wrote down the three main categories of forgiveness will be to forgive others, forgive yourself. And sometimes we feel like we have to forgive God, because sometimes people are walking with unforgiveness towards the Father.
Why did you let this happen to me?
How could this happen to me? Right.
Right.
And so where do we place those thoughts, and what does God have for us, mm-hmm, to do? And there are so many scriptures.
There are.
And for when I'm struggling with most things, I like to come back to the Word, and there is a lot of scriptures about forgiveness.
There is.
And the number one place I like to come back to in my own life when I'm struggling is to remember what Jesus went through to forgive me, mm, what the Father went through to forgive me, right, because I'm aware of me.
Oh.
And I, yes, you know, and I think that's an important, yes, thing to be, actually. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to remember how fallible we are,
yes,
because oftentimes when we're angry at other people, we're not listing what we've done. We might even say, maybe I did, but they.
Right.
But wait, right, a second. Hold on a minute. Mm-hmm. Stop the boat. And what is God saying to you about your stuff? The good news is, whatever we've done wrong, we know that Jesus died on the cross. He paid the ultimate amazing, mm-hmm, price to save and forgive us.
Right.
And then he did that so that he could be with us. And ultimately, yeah, it's the prayer that, mm-hmm, humanity would be with him.
Right.
You know, anyways,
in choosing forgiveness, you don't say, oh, that's okay what they did to,
exactly,
me.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're not saying that at all, because it's not okay. If someone's wronged you, if they've harmed you physically, mentally, spiritually, if they've taken something from you that was not theirs, if everything that we go through, you got to choose. And the results of unforgiveness is bitterness,
right,
malice,
mm-hmm,
hatred, anger. And the anger, just like that was saying, it's not harming them, because a lot of times, unfortunately, people go, oh, well, that's what happened,
mm-hmm,
you know. And that person's not seeking forgiveness either, and you see that. And
right,
that bothers you. I know it's bothered me in circumstances.
Sure, absolutely.
I had to get in my car one time deciding I was going to forgive. And I don't even know if the person needed forgived or if I just perceived it was like, you know. But I decided I needed to forgive. And I started out with, okay, I forgive. Yeah, all right, I forgive. Yeah, Yep. Okay. You know, and yes. how you're trying to convince yourself. Yep, sure. Yes, I'm forgiving. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep. I am. And but, and then you catch yourself going, oh.
I can't believe they would.
You know, and then you start playing it over in your mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many times has it happened to us? And, and then after a while, you're like, okay, I forgive. You know, and you're trying to do it. You're trying to do it, but I don't think it's in our own
strength
that we need to be trying to do that. We can only do that through the strength of the Lord as he enables us to see the circumstance in a different light of, I guess, almost like self-pity. Because, you know, when things happen, we kind of fall into that, don't
sure,
we?
Sure, of course.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think I deserve that. Mm-hmm. And this should not have happened. And that person, you know, da-da-da. And then we start going through the whole thing again, which I believe if you have to replay it again and again in your mind and talk about it again and again, I think we're not...
We haven't let it go yet.
We haven't let it
go.
You're
right. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I feel for me. I don't know.
You're right.
Everybody's
agree.
In circumstances of their own. And I'm not belittling anybody's hurt or anybody's pain because I have suffered nothing compared to what some people have suffered.
There's been a lot of hurt.
Exactly.
Right. And real things that have been done.
Yes.
That, you know, no one should have to go through.
No.
And it's okay. And I was thinking about that. And because there's so many directions to go with unforgiveness, you know, talking about forgiveness and unforgiveness. And if you're out there and you're feeling like there's just been some things you don't even know how to touch and let go of. Or even desire. Sometimes we don't even want to forgive.
Right.
You know? And I mean
exactly.
that because it
True.
Hurts so bad that
right.
you're like, they don't deserve it. And
they
you know
don't
what?
Deserve it, yeah.
Maybe the answer is you're right. They really don't. Mm. And then what do you do with that? And it was such a little thing, but I remember being mad at somebody and it was in my single days and she flirted with a boy that I liked. Nothing. It was whatever. But it was a roommate that I had. And so we had lived together and then did ministry together. And we separate, whatever. She's a wonderful lady. But there was a moment there that I didn't forgive her. I didn't feel forgiveness in my heart. And so my prayer just was simply, God, help me to want to forgive. Mm-hmm. Because that's a great place to start. If you're out there and you're like, I'm not even sure I want to, it's okay. Be honest with God. He already knows. And
exactly.
It just leaves a window for him to do, because it's a supernatural thing. It's not a behavior modification. It's a transformation.
Exactly.
I heard that the other day. I was like, that's right. That's what God does in us is transformation.
Yes.
So good.
Amen.
In 1 John, let's see. It's right next to Hebrews, you guys. On the side. All right. 1 John 1:9, right? This is one that you may be able to quote, but it's something to live it. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Mm. He's just faithful to forgive us.
Yes.
So it's the place to start. If you're not sure what forgiveness looks like, I think the best place to look at is how he forgave you.
Right.
Right? Because otherwise we don't know. Mm-hmm. He forgave us and he cleansed us. Now we, I don't know that we have the power to cleanse, but we have the power to forgive.
Well, we have the power to forgive if that's what we choose.
That's right.
Or we can be bitter.
Those are the options.
Do you want to grow old and be bitter?
Mm-hmm.
I was going through something one time and I'm like, I just refuse to get bitter.
Amen.
I don't have time for that. You know, and we had a family tell us one time in the church, oh, well, you'll see, the longer you're in ministry, you'll see, you'll change. You know, in other words, you'll be angry, you'll be bitter, you'll be, no, we don't have to do that. And God doesn't want that for us. I don't want to just squeak through and be a bitter, horrible person and then go see Jesus and then go, what am I going to say? Oh, that's a little scary, isn't it?
Right. That's good.
What would I say to him? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, well, I just hung on to all of this because I didn't want to let it go. I mean, I don't know. What would you say?
I know.
You're not going to have any excuse. I'm not saying he's not going to welcome you in because he knows where we are. Each individual person, he knows right where we are, and he wants to touch us right where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of times when, and you can tell, I think, and not that we judge, because we don't want to judge. And that's another scripture. That's another scripture we're going to look at, is to not to judge. Mm-hmm. In fact, maybe we should look at that right now.
That's good.
It's talking about we don't excuse the wrong, right? For those who have hurt us. Well, I had it right here, but now I don't see it.
Which one are you looking for? I can...
Also talking about holding a grudge in Mark 11:25. Mm. It says, when you're praying, first forgive anyone you're holding a grudge against. Well, what's a grudge? Yeah. What is a grudge? Something that somebody did. Mm-hmm. We're angry. Mm-hmm. We're bitter. We have mm-hmm. resentment towards that person. And I have found, too, I kind of got off track a little bit there because we're talking about judging. But also, a grudge can lead to judgment.
Sure.
That you have mm-hmm. against somebody. And maybe they deserve it. We don't want to, you know, I'll keep saying that. There's a lot of people that deserve a lot of judgment and a mm-hmm. lot of whatever they have done, right? So Luke 6:37, that is it. Do mm-hmm. not be the judge. And I don't think I wrote that down, so I'm going to turn to that real job. Quick. Do you have that?
I can look it up if you want me to.
Luke. Where did it go?
Luke what?
Six. Luke 6. And of course, I'm in 20. We have our Bibles here. Luke 6:37. If you find it, go ahead.
Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Mm. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank and we like Lord. To preach the next scripture. It says, given, it shall be given to you. Pressed down, shaken together. We like that one.
Yeah, we like that one.
But yes, that's right. Judge not, lest you be judged.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's good.
And, you know, we say, well, you know, how does that work with people's actions and how they act? And my mother used to quote a scripture because everybody would say, well, don't judge. And she would say, well, you're going to know them by their fruits.
That's right.
And that's a scripture.
It is a scripture.
And it is true. You can tell people by their fruits and what they're producing and how they're acting and how they're going through life. It's a fine line, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think it also, Jesus, God says that he's our ultimate judge, right? But he mm-hmm. can look past. He said he knows the motives and the intentions of our heart.
Yes.
Which is something we don't know. We can think we know yes. why somebody does something, but we don't really know.
We don't know.
We don't know what it was like. You know, my husband, he says something like, you might say, I would never steal a piece of fruit. I would never steal. Mm-hmm. But have you ever been hungry enough?
Right.
Where mm-hmm. you can't, like you feel like you're dying
yeah.
and it's almost ravenous mm-hmm. and then you steal a piece of fruit. Mm. It's different. If you haven't walked the road that made you starving, you don't know, always
you
know
don't
why
understand.
Somebody stole
yes.
that fruit. Now, is it excusable? No, it's still wrong. Mm-hmm. But you also don't know what they were walking through to get to the place mm-hmm. where you experienced what you saw.
Right.
And so it doesn't, you know, my mom always used to say that when I would have, I remember when, I didn't have a lot of times with bullies in school, but I remember at one point there was just this girl, my goodness, all the things, you know, pulled hair, all the stuff. And my mom would always say, oh, Alexa, imagine what she goes through at home.
Oh.
Imagine what she must be carrying to feel like mm-hmm. she has to act like that. And that was always my mom's response when somebody would mistreat me. She would always come back with that perspective. Oh
through?
My goodness, mm-hmm. what have they walked through now? Mm-hmm. Again, it does give us ability to have empathy because I think that's definitely a Jesus fruit. He mm-hmm. he was willing to leave the throne wow. and walk with us mm-hmm. to experience what life and the hurts and the betrayal of humanity feels mm-hmm. like. And I also love that scripture. I was going to look it up, but I didn't. But it talks about how he's a jealous God. Mm-hmm. He has emotions. So his mm-hmm. desire for us comes with emotions. And when we hurt him, you know, it talks about, you know, with Adam and Eve, he didn't mention the word love for a lot of chapters,
true.
A lot of time after that.
True.
His heart was broken with what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But he still made a way in. He,
yes.
from the foundation, he was making a way back to himself. So even when we're harmed and we're hurt, it's mm-hmm. it's all, you know, it's good to remember that people are walking their own journeys and you don't know why the clerk didn't smile at you when they should have, or right, why right. they barked at you, you know.
Why they snarled when you came up, right?
Exactly.
That's hard. So real quick, like, we're going to go to a little break here. We're going to have some promos coming up, and then we will come back and talk to you more about some more things in just a couple minutes. And if you would like to contact us, you can. You can write us at WCNO at WCNO.com, and you can put attention, God's Got It. And you are listening to WCNO 89.9. And the promos are for some great programs.
Woohoo!
When you pray, I will listen. If you look for me with all your heart, you will find me. When you pray,
there is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM. Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line.
Okay.
Amen. Get on that
That's
front line.
Great. Get on that front line. There you go. Those are great, great programs. Great.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And join in.
Mm-hmm. Welcome join back.
89.9. That's great. So, yeah, we were just discussing while we were off air. What do you do when, like I was in the car, you were saying, mm-hmm. and I was saying, yes, I choose forgiveness. You know, you may have to say it 100 times a day.
It's good.
But we also have to say to God, I'm sorry.
That's good.
I'm
Amen.
Sorry
That's
for good. Taking really that good. Offense. Mm-hmm. We have to ask for forgiveness for ourselves. I'm sorry I took that offense, and I took it up, and I took it in.
Oh,
you
good.
Know? Mm-hmm. When you take it in, you own it.
That's right. As somebody, right? I just heard this. It was really good. He said, we have to budget for offense in relationships.
Yes.
Like, not be surprised if they happen.
Right.
We offense happens. To be offended is a decision. And I thought that was very good. Offense happens.
That is
but
good.
We don't take it in. Like
right.
You said. That's good.
And listening to the voice of God, and he tells us, tell me about it. Like you were saying earlier. Tell me how you feel. Tell me. He wants to know.
Mm-hmm.
And if we take the time, and it's not going to be an automatic thing. You're going to go, oh, that's just great. Oh, I'm over it. Oh, yeah, right. Okay, that's my little sarcasm for the day.
Right.
Sorry about that.
I like it.
Yeah. So, no, sometimes we're not just over it.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes back up again, because that's the enemy's business, the devil.
Yes.
He goes around seeking who he can devour and discourage. Then we have to revisit it.
Mm-hmm.
Say, okay, Father God, cover me with your blood of because you died for me, you've covered all my sins, and I surrender this to you again. So sometimes,
it's good.
If you have to do it 1,000 times a day, you say, well, if I do that, I'm not going to get anything done. Well, you don't have to stop every single time. I pray as I walk around. Something comes up, and I'm like, okay, Father God, in the name of Jesus, take that. Mm-hmm. I don't want that. I don't want to dwell on that. I don't want to think about it. Don't let me take it in.
That's right.
If we take it in, that's another story. So you just have to keep coming against it. Rebuke the enemy and he will flee.
That's right. That's good.
And that is a good one, too, to think about, too, is don't own it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let it get into your spirit. Just keep saying no. In the name of Jesus, I don't accept that. I don't want to take that in. I choose forgiveness. And sure. I had to say it, I don't know how many times, in my car.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to. Isn't that kind of sad? Think about it.
Well, yes,
you know,
for sure.
And what do you do in times when you don't want to?
Mm-hmm. It reminds me, the flip side of that, as I always think, choosing to forgive is like choosing to love.
Mm.
Right? You're in a long-term relationship, I think, a little bit long.
Yeah, so, right.
You just guys have been married a long time.
Yeah, almost 48 years.
Right. And I'm sure there were moments when you decided, I love him today.
Yeah, right.
I love him today.
I love him today.
There's times when you wanted to tie him up and then tell him.
Right.
You're going to be quiet. No, I'm just kidding. But the decision to love is on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
right? When you feel like it and when you don't. When it's easy and when it isn't. And it just is very similar, I feel. It just seems that that choosing forgiveness, those feelings may pop up on a regular basis mm-hmm. where you feel whatever you're going to feel. And then you say, whatever my feelings are, they're not going to lead me. I choose, mm-hmm. like you said, I'm going to choose to be what God made me
to
be. Exactly. I'm going to choose love. I'm going to choose peace. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Good.
It's a good choice to take, right?
Yes, I believe so. Seems to be in the Bible.
Ephesians. Yeah, right. In the Bible. So we're going to give you scriptures.
And, I like it. You know, let's do it.
The only argument you could have is you didn't give a scripture. Well, we're going to give you scripture, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Ephesians 4:32. And I think actually you have to start back with 31. It says to let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And then 32 says, and be kind to one another.
Mm.
Now, there's a whole different subject. You have to be kind to the one who's mistreated you. Tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as Christ forgave us. So Christ forgave us. We're human. So navigating this every few moments,
mm-hmm.
it'll come to every day. Maybe a month. You may go a whole year and not even think about what that person did. Or you may think about it and just say, Lord, take it.
Mm-hmm.
I release it. I release them again today. I want to be blessed. I want to be whole. I don't want to grow bitter.
Mm-hmm.
It's like whatever God puts on your heart. That's the prayer between you and God.
That's right. That's right. There's another scripture, Ephesians 1:7 says, nope, that's not
that's
it.
Not
it's
it.
Definitely
that's
not it.
Okay.
In him we have redemption through his blood. It's the blood of Jesus. I don't know where that one came from. It's not that scripture, but
you might could find
redemption
it.
Redemption means made right. He made us right through his blood, through his sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we want our relationships to be made right because somebody else sacrifices to make them right.
Yes.
But he's very clear about what you said. If you stand praying, leave your offering and go make it right if someone has aught against you.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one in Mark 11:23-24 that talks about being able to move mountains with our faith.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. if someone has any aught against you,
right,
leave and go make it right.
Right.
I mean, how
right.
much does he care?
And even at communion time.
Oh, I know. You're
right.
He
instructs us. If you're going to take communion, especially, you can drink to condemnation and eat the bread without having the forgiveness that needed. If you have aught against your brother or they have aught against you, like you're saying, you need to make that right.
Mm-hmm.
Even before you're taking communion. Because how can you commune with God if you got all this junk in the way? And that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's stuff that we build up. It's almost like your arteries, you know.
It's good. It's a good picture.
Yeah. You know, as we get older, if we're not taking good care of ourselves, our arteries get stopped up. We get gunk in them. We get, you know, and then that causes issues in other areas of our life. So unforgiveness can actually bring on heart attacks. It could bring on all kinds of issues that you could have in your body. I found an article about that. I think that was in that article that I was reading. But it says that it can cause you to show it can lower the risk, to forgive can lower the risk of heart attack. Improving your cholesterol levels, we want to do that. That causes all that buildup, right?
Right.
And it helps us sleep. And it can help reduce pain in your body, lower your blood pressure, lower your anxiety, get rid of depression and stress. I mean, hey, just being in the ministry, just ministering to people, you know, your stress levels can go up. You can get anxious. You can, and that you have to come to the point where you're like, no, Lord, I need to roll that over on you. And, to, you know, don't take other people's stuff on.
Not mine to carry.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's not ours to carry. Mm-hmm. It's something God's walking them through. You can come alongside of them and say, look, it, let's pray. Let's come to the thing, you know, and it's their choice when you're trying to help people.
That's right.
And I believe, too, that we don't want to be sick. I don't want to be sick. I don't have time. Something happens to me and I go, okay, no. Nope. I don't have time for that, Lord. You need to take it.
Amen.
And that's how I pray.
Amen.
And however how you commune with God, and you know, 9 times out of 10, I may have to walk through it a little bit, but it's going to go.
Amen.
And one time I twisted my knee, and you know, we have our special needs child, and I said, Lord, I don't have time for this. I can't walk around limping. I limped for a few days. I kept saying it every single day. I can't have this. I don't want it. I need you to take it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I mean, he gave me this child to take care of, and we take care of him to the best of our abilities. But that's how I pray. I say, Lord, I can't walk through this. I can't do this because I have things I've got to do and get accomplished here.
Amen. And it's the same thing. It's just going to be a hinder. It's just a hindering.
Exactly. That's the same thing. You don't want to hinder your whole life with anger, bitterness, malice, unforgiveness, and all of these things. And it can make you ill.
Sure. Absolutely.
It can make you very sick.
Just like stress or any of the things that are, you know, it reminds me of the knowledge of good and evil, right? He had a good plan for us and they ate the bite because she felt like it was going to be good.
Right.
And that's a little bit, for us, it can be because we want to control something. And sometimes holding on to unforgiveness can make us feel like we're still in control.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I'm going to hold them accountable. That gives me the control, isn't it? Ultimately, if I can demand something from them, I remain in control. But if I relinquish the demand to the Father, it gives him control.
Yes.
And the good news is he knows, he talks a lot about coming behind the believer and making sure that the, you know, like David, when he prayed those prayers in Psalms, that was old covenant.
Right.
Where if someone was ungodly, God literally did set himself against those people.
Yes.
Right. He said, I will resist them. And then we hear up the whole Deuteronomy, what all the horrible things that can come against those who don't choose to live
nations.
A righteous, right?
Nations.
Yeah, nations.
Wiped out.
Yes, exactly. But we're in a new covenant where Jesus is, now we're in the, right, the dispensation of grace, the place where we're experiencing God's goodness that we don't deserve.
Yes.
Right? So no longer are we praying that they experience the curse. Our job is to pray that they experience grace.
Yes.
They experience God's the mercy that God has for them. The place that I like, you know, I it's going to be hard to believe, but I used to run a bit. And my knees would bother me a little bit. And when they would start to bother me, I would say, no, in the name of Jesus, I have good knees. And it's very similar to stand against ungodly thoughts. So when they come, like he says, to take every thought captive, maybe you've chosen to forgive them, but your emotions haven't caught up because our emotions try to rule.
And that's a normal thing.
That's normal. So if they haven't caught up, we stay the decision.
Yes.
Right? We say, no, this isn't mine. No, you don't have a right. No, you're not going to take up any more rent in my brain exactly. that you're not paying for.
You don't have time for that, right?
I don't exactly. Get out. I need space. I need to be able to think, man. Yes, absolutely.
In Romans 12:19,
yes.
it talks about, starts out with, dear friends, never take revenge.
Mm-hmm.
Because, hey.
There's going to be opportunities.
There's going to be plenty of opportunities. Leave yeah. that to the righteous anger of God. For the scripture mm-hmm. says, and this is what God's saying, I will take revenge.
That's right.
I will pay them back, says the Lord. Mm-hmm. And then in verse 20, instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. Oh, boy. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, think
yes.
about that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. If they're thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you're going to heap burning coals upon their heads.
Mm.
That's a hard thing to do.
It is hard.
That is a hard thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even your neighbors, they can do things. You get lots of opportunities to pray.
Sure,
for
absolutely.
Your neighbors.
Amen.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they can do things and you're like, what are they thinking here? I don't understand
yeah.
what they think they're trying to do or trying to prove. And I don't. Are we going to take another break? No? Okay, we have a few more minutes. Okay.
The scripture that I had before was Ephesians. I was in Galatians. That's what it was. Ephesians 1:7 says, in him we have the redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace.
Thank you,
but
Lord.
In Colossians 3... Colossians 3, it says, 3:13, it says, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and the Father, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all saints. And just talking about how his death was enough for us to be restored to the Father.
Hmm.
And when we look at people, we have to see them through the blood.
Yes.
And I would imagine it'd be a good conversation. You know, there's a difference between forgiving. It feels different to forgive someone we don't see than somebody that walks in the room of our lives on a regular basis.
True. True.
Right?
Right.
You know, lots of, you know, ministry. I'm sure
yes.
you've had an opportunity.
Oh, yes.
Marvelous opportunity to
and someone
walk.
Said sometime, if you see that person go, oh, there they there they are again. Well, yeah, there they are. What are you going to do with that?
Exactly.
What are you going to do? Because you're going to come to church.
Mm-hmm.
And what did they say? Mr. Prick and Mrs. Nettles or whatever.
That's funny.
It's going to give you those little pricks and those little things. My aunt, I loved my aunts. I loved my whole family. My dad's sisters, they were the worst. We had gotten married and of course, I was very thin. And then I had started putting on weight. I wasn't doing the physical things that I had been doing before, I guess. And so I come to see them, and I was so excited to see them. Well, what does she say to me? And this will prick. This was a prick. I mean, this was like, ouch. She goes, oh, my goodness. Look at you. You've put on some weight, haven't you? She didn't even say hi. She had to tell me I was ballooning out. She said,
oh, my goodness.
Like,
that's very nice.
Isn't that nice? But
it's
anyway,
really good.
So we're going to take a break. I'm just cracking myself up here. I'm sorry. Oh, you got to do that, don't you?
You do.
And that last verse in Romans was, don't let evil conquer you.
Ooh, I like it.
But conquer evil by doing good.
Amen.
Lord, help us to do good. The next song is The Goodness of God. And how faithful he's been to us.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a good place.
And we thank the Lord for all of his faithfulness.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me all my days. I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! 'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes, you have.
Started singing that song.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know. So
that
is so
that.
Great.
Thank
yeah,
you. Good job.
That's fine. We can hear that. That would be good.
Would be
so I was just looking at a scripture here that I had written down earlier, in John, chapter 13, and it starts off with God's talking, and He says, "I guess we could go back to 33 because it's." 13,
that's what my pastor always does. He'll say, turn to this scripture. Well, actually, let's go
on back. It's little children. And that's what we are. We're His children, right, if we know Him.
That's right.
I shall be with you a little while longer. So He's getting ready to die for us, right?
That's right.
You will seek me. And as I said to the Jews, where I'm going, you cannot come. So now I say to you, a new covenant I give to you. This is verse 34 of John 13. A new covenant I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you.
Mm.
Wow, huh? When you think about the goodness of God and the love that he has had for us, and it's like, how are people going to know that we're really, truly Christians?
Right, that's scripture. They're going to know.
They're going to know.
That we're Christians by our love.
By our love for one another. Mm-hmm. And that you also love one another. 35, by this, all will know that you are my disciples. So you want to win your neighbors and those people that you're walking around.
Love your brother.
Love your brother. If you have love for one another, then they're going to know.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to know that you are walking with the Lord and that it doesn't mean you're just perfect.
That's right.
We're not.
No.
We're not perfect. Mm-hmm. But we're striving and we're fighting the good fight.
Amen.
And we're working towards heaven.
That's right.
That's our home. That's coming.
Right.
Heaven's coming down.
That's right. And then Proverbs 6, I have 6:16. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, the heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift to and running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, one who sows discord among brethren.
Mm-hmm.
One who sows, and I was thinking, life happens, right? We know people are going to say or do things that are going to be contrary to how we would like them to say or do them.
Right.
Sometimes those things are big. Sometimes they're smaller. But it's our responsibility, like you're talking about, mm-hmm. to make the decision. What am I going to do? And even in starting off in new relationships, it's really hard to do, to think that there would ever possibly be something that would come between you, or that there would be ever a sideways word. But we're all human,
yes.
And I don't know that there are too many long-lasting relationships mm-hmm. that haven't had opportunity to choose love over
right.
unforgiveness.
Yes.
And so it's an important thing to remember before we stand accusing someone mm-hmm. that he hates disunity.
Yes, yes.
And in Matthew 18, it talks about how we're supposed to handle when someone sins against us.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about if... You know, God forbid, we'll use Edward. I don't know. No, Edward. I don't know. Whatever. So somebody does something wrong. It is my responsibility to go to them,
mm-hmm.
not to talk to my sister, not to go to my friends, just to specifically talk to that person. Hey,
yeah.
This happened. Tell me about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then if that doesn't work, then you take a mediator with you, someone
right.
that's non-biased, and you mm-hmm. go have that conversation.
Yeah.
Most of us never get to that point.
Right.
In relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most of the time we will write people off before we ever go any further.
True.
But we ought to love them and want them in our life and want a lack of a schism
right.
so much that mm-hmm. we would go through all these degrees. But the thing that sticks out to me, it says this in Matthew 18. It says, therefore, whoever humbles himself. No. Matthew 18. Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go to them and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained a brother.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then it says down here, it says, assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth. So it's talking about how these things are spiritual. And I think that's really important to remember that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities.
Right.
So oftentimes we want to label somebody else with the thing that harmed us, but we have to remember the thing that's actually trying to attack us is the enemy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And when I go to reconcile with you, mm-hmm. or not you, I mean just somebody, if I go to reconcile with somebody, my job is to hope for reconciliation.
Yes.
Oftentimes we want to go and tell somebody a piece of our mind. Well, then we'll tell them, and that mm-hmm. may just make it way worse.
Right.
But maybe if we go
and
with the heart.
That's the easiest thing to
that's
do.
That's easy, yes.
That's easy.
I can tell you why you did something wrong.
Because if
you
got that unforgiveness
yes.
here, let me just tell you what I'm thinking about you.
Yes,
you know
exactly.
what I'm saying?
That's exactly
I mean,
right.
That's where you are.
And then what's the value of that? To mm-hmm. be heard? If you're mm-hmm. going to be heard, then that's the fruit that you'll have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it may not cause reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to them with a hope of reconciliation, what you're doing is hoping for an opportunity for love to win.
Amen.
For the love of God to be stronger than the disagreement.
Mm-hmm.
And can you live alongside somebody who views something differently than you?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a part of being able to.
That's what God's called us to do.
That's right.
I mean, up and down our streets are neighbors,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
They're watching. They're
that's
watching.
Right.
They're looking to see. And they know.
That's right.
They know what you're doing because you're coming and going. They can see what you're doing pretty much, right?
Yes.
Well, in Hebrews 12, 14 and 15, it says, pursue people peace with all people. So pursue peace and holiness, which no one will see the Lord without it. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. So, and one translation said, work.
Ooh, that's good.
There you go. Work at living in peace with everyone and work at living to have a holy life.
It's good.
You know, it's not just you wake up in the morning and go, okay, everything's good today. It's going to be just fine. Mm-hmm. And maybe something's going to happen within the next 10 minutes. It's going to like throw you off your day.
Right.
Right. So what do? We have to work at seeking that peace. And being the example that God wants us to be, even in our own homes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's actually where it starts.
It is.
And then we bring it to the church. You know, we come to church and of course it's okay. We're bringing all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We had one family. I think every Sunday they came to church, they argued. They argued all the way to church and they didn't come prepared. I like to come prepared to worship the Lord. It's kind of, if I don't, it's not going to go very well beginning with with leading the singing, right? But if you come ready to worship the Lord, if you're fighting and bickering and getting frustrated on the way to church, how are you going to come in and walk in and go, oh, I'm so happy to see everybody? I mean, some people have that switch that they could switch off and on, get back in the car and start arguing all the way home again. I mean, did anybody hear anything when they came?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to work at it. It's not an easy thing some days with
sure.
some people. I mean, some people are so easy to love. It's just like you just have this love and that's just okay.
Mm-hmm.
And God gives us love like that for our family, for our children. I mean, our children can say things we don't want to hear.
Yes.
And they can act in ways we don't want to see.
Mm-hmm.
But we just doesn't mean that we don't love them. We love them with everything that God has given us for them, you know, and wanting to nurture them and be with them. So working at it, it's a good thing.
It's good. I was just thinking of somebody that goes to our church. He told me that he was working with a client and he was whistling. And the client said, stop that right now.
Oh.
And in my head, when he told me this, I thought, I would tell her to take it. You stop. You take it. You know.
Yeah.
You know. But then God gave him a knowing that they had discussed she had been abused.
Oh.
And that was associated with her abuser.
Oh, that's so sad.
Right. And how that could have been an offense.
Right.
If he made it about him.
Right.
And oftentimes offense because it comes when we make somebody else's trigger.
Right.
That may be real for a thousand, like we talked about. We don't know what's brought them to this moment.
Right.
We make it about us when it had nothing to do with us.
Right.
It's just to go into situations looking for an opportunity to love like Jesus loves and then expecting it to work, expecting his love like he promises in 1 Corinthians 13. He says, love never fails.
Mm.
All the other things, you know, they pass away, but not the love of God.
Not the love of God.
And I pray personally, I pray that if anything I can leave behind for my children, it's God's love for them.
Right.
And then hopefully God's love for them through me.
Right.
And then hopefully God's love in me to the world. Mm-hmm. That this is a short life that we're living.
It is short.
Just short. And like you said, the unforgiveness is just going to alter our course.
It will.
It'll take the steering wheel from the Father.
Yes.
Because it just demands a left turn when he's saying we're going right.
Well, you have to purpose in your heart. Do you want to be miserable?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to be happy?
I like happy.
I love happy. I would rather laugh than do anything else. I mean, I love happy. I love to be with people who are wanting to be happy mm-hmm. and who want to enjoy life. And we don't always get that,
mm-hmm.
but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But we can kind of help bring those people along with us.
Yes, that's right.
By letting God, and that's working at being peaceable person, being loving, being kind. Hey, if you have to heap coals on their heads, you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And as you start doing it, and God will call you maybe to pray for that person.
That's right.
And in praying, you can get rid of a whole lot of stuff, because in praying, you have to realize you're giving that over to God.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're praying, oh, Lord, touch whoever it is, help them. Help them, Father, in their walk. Help them with their wounds, because everybody we come contact with has had a wound.
That's right.
Because we're living in a world where that's what happens.
Right.
Unfortunately, it happens in the church. It happens.
Just life.
On the sidewalk.
My goodness, yes.
It happens at mm-hmm. the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it happens. One day we were having lunch or dinner, I don't know what it was, and the waitress was just purely nasty. Mm-hmm. And I said, are you having a bad day? I finally just asked, and the look on her face was like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know what to say. But she kind of softened after that. Because if you're going to wait on somebody, you don't need to be snapping at them.
Right, right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and you're supposed to be there to be a servant, to have a mm-hmm. servant's heart. But anyway, that's we want to pray right now. It's just, mm-hmm. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we want to say, we don't have it all figured out. We have no idea, Father God, on so many things, on so many levels. But we know that you've got it figured out. And we know, Father God, that you have it. That's why we named this program God's Got It. Because you really, really do have it. And Lord, for those who are navigating through trying to forgive, trying to hang on, trying to let go, Father, you know exactly
yes.
what everybody is in need of right now, and we pray that you would touch hearts. Deliver us, Father God, from evil, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you that you are there for us. You are with us. You are watching over us. You're guiding and directing and leading us, Father. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for your grace. Because it's new every morning, and we thank you for that, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We love you so much.
Amen. So
we hope that you write to us at
yes.
WCNO@WCNO.com.
Yes, please do.
Attention, God's Got It. Because we would really love to be discussing what's on your heart.
Yes.
You know, we
true.
Would really love to
true.
Hear from you.
Yes. And also, as you write to us,
mm-hmm.
remember also, if you'd like to be a sponsor, you can contact the station at 772-221-1100, and you can speak to the manager, who is Jonathan McLean. And I think we know him very well.
We so. Hope to hear you, see you, be with you next
yes.
week.
It's God bless you. We'll be back here at 11 o'clock with God's Got It at 89.9 next Thursday. And we'd love to hear from you.
That's right.
So just give us a little call. Give us a message, text mm-hmm. message. I think I've got some text messages mm-hmm. that was coming in.
Remember, the love of God will set you free.
Thank you
will.
For joining
God
us.
Amen.
If you would like to contact us, please send us an email at WCNO@WCNO.com. Attention, God's Got It. We would love to hear from you.
We pray that you're encouraged and inspired. And no matter what you're facing, remember that God's got it.
Woo!
Join us next Thursday at 11 o'clock.
Got it.
Yeah, we hope to see you there.
They got it.
I will be found by you. I will be found by you. You're facing.